It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day.
Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M. I laugh every time. Presented by M&M Carnage, John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus, manning the producer chair today. Good afternoon, Scoots.
Good afternoon, John. How are we doing?
I'm good. It's Wednesday, March 20th. The madness began last night. One close game, one embarrassing game. We'll talk about that. I'm 0-2 for the record.
I'm 2-0. No big deal.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. I'll bounce back today.
I will not.
That is not true. I will not bounce back.
I'll crumble today.
M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers that you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. Don't forget, all fountain drinks, 32 ounces or smaller, still 89 cents. Fizz Freeze is included in that. Also, check out Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito, available every morning at all participating Thornton's locations. I thought there would be one on my table today. What happened?
I thought you had eaten before you came.
I had. What's your point?
You don't eat that much anymore.
All right. I'll give you one more chance. Tomorrow's another day.
Well, you don't want it tomorrow. We're going to go to lunch after.
That is true. That is true. Friday's another day.
Friday. I'll make it happen.
So try the new classic comfort food with a kick featuring Mike's Hot Honey. The deliciousness of sweet maple waffle. I'm down. American cheese. I'm good with that. Crispy chicken. Crispy's the best. And Mike's Hot Honey. Your taste buds will thank you. Only at Thornton's. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450.
Rutherford thinks it's his hot honey.
Oh, well, he's sadly mistaken. He'll get over that. By the way, Alabama has landed a transfer in the portal already. Houston Mallett averaged 14.7 at Pepperdine last year. They came to Louisville and got thumped, by the way, which not very many teams can say.
How's that happen? How are they getting guys out of the transfer portal in the tournament?
This is the problem when you open the portal up the day after the regular season's over.
Was it the same way last year? Do you remember?
I don't remember it that way.
I don't either.
But I'm assuming it had to be. Now, you're going to get far more people in the portal because every year you're going to get we're going to get to a point where it's just free agency. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in the portal. And tampering will be legal. You can do whatever you want. And so there you go.
With the Alabama thing, it doesn't really make sense. You don't, you're not in a spot where you know who's going to leave, who's coming back.
You got a game.
Right.
You got a game. Which tells me this thing's been in the works for more than 2 days.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be honest about this. You can't be honest about it if you're a coach or a player, because if you are, then you have violated some rules. But let's you and I be honest about this. There is no way that Houston Mallett didn't already know he was going to Alabama before Monday rolled around.
Or maybe he saw the news about Nate Oates' extension and was like, that's the place I want to go. He's going to be there.
Scott Drew, it looks like the choice at Louisville said no thank you or decided not to have a meeting with the Cards. Whatever the case may be, they have moved on apparently to Dusty May, who, by the way, allegedly had a meeting with Vanderbilt yesterday on their open job. I thought Chris Mack was the first choice here, but obviously maybe Chris Mack's the second choice and they're swinging for the fences. Mm-hmm. I guess they're swinging for the fences because Dusty May's a hot name.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I don't know how hot of a name he should be, but yeah, he's the hot name.
I'm telling you what though, it only takes I'll be okay. It only takes two teams to want you, and your price just skyrockets.
Yeah.
Because if two teams want you, then there's always a third team that says, we better check in on this Dusty May guy too. Or there's always a fourth team, or a fifth team. And all of a sudden, your price goes way, way up, and you are overpaid, and it happens all the time. And maybe Dusty May is the right choice for Louisville. Maybe he's not. But if other teams are starting to get involved, that is going to, you know, the agent has one job. Get as much money as you can for your client. That's one. That's the one job they have. And if he did have an interview with Vanderbilt or a meeting, not necessarily an interview with Vanderbilt, apparently it happened in Fort Myers, then all of a sudden, now the agent plays the teams against each other. Well, Vandy's going to give him this. Well, Louisville's going to give him this. Scott Drew apparently out of the mix here. Will they get down to Will Wade? That's my only question. I was told that is the one name that Josh Hurd was told by higher-ups he cannot bring it to the table.
Why?
Because of his past indiscretions.
I did hear this morning, I think it was.
But they can bring Chris Beer.
If somebody were to hire Will Wade, he's suspended for the first 10 games of the season.
Why?
Have you heard that at all?
No, because
something to do with his show calls.
But he went to McNeese. Yeah. Wouldn't he have already served that time?
Right. I don't know if it's maybe just a bigger program. I haven't really read into it.
No, I can't imagine that's the case. Because McNeese is still a Division I program. Yeah. Hell, they won 30 games during the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last night, I watched the entire second game last night. I should get hazard pay for that. Anybody that watched that atrocity, that turd that was Virginia last night, you should be recompensed. You should get a little money off your cable bill next month or something.
Man, I should have stayed up.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not getting it. I'm saying you should get it. Colorado State 67, Virginia, wait for it, 42.
It's not very many points for a basketball game.
Before I rip Virginia, which I'm getting ready to do, Houston scored 41 points on Saturday, all right?
Against a top 10 team.
All right. Well, Colorado State is a top 10, a 10 seed. Colorado State played well. They played good defense, obviously. Joel Scott had a career high, 23 points, 11 rebounds. Neek Clifford is good, 17 and 10 last night. Virginia went 12 minutes and 41 seconds without a point. And you pointed out to me it was over 13 minutes without a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
59, is this what you told me?
59 real-time minutes.
Without a point.
Yeah.
That is including the halftime break.
Which is 20 minutes.
That's an hour.
Yeah.
You go an hour without scoring. And I believe it. 12:41. They scored at 9:20, two free throws with 9:20 to go in the first half to get to 14. At halftime, they had 14. They scored again with under 17 minutes to go in the second half.
Mm-hmm. 18 straight misses, I think it was.
It is the largest win in the tournament in Mountain West history. 25 points. That's 87 games that the Mountain West Conference has played in the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
This is the highest margin of victory ever for a Mountain West team in the NCAA tournament. It was so hard to watch. It was so hard to watch. I had Nuggets. Who were they playing last night? I had the Nuggets on the other TV. Nuggets, Timberwolves. And with the volume down. And found myself just drifting over to watch Jokic and those guys.
It's more entertaining.
Much more entertaining. Now, Tony Bennett, I think, is a really good coach. When you know what you have offensively, maybe you have to play this way. We got Beekman, who was terrible last night, by the way. We got McNeely, who can shoot a little bit. We'll try to put another shooter in there. But the bottom line is, offensively, Virginia's challenged. They proved that the whole season, but the last half of the season especially, when they scored under 50 numerous times. So if you're Tony Bennett, you got to play good defense, got to try to stay in games. Since they won the title in 2019, Virginia's 0-3 in the tournament. They have lost to a 13, a 13, and a 10 seed.
Sounds like
also,
Purdue.
The year before they won it, they lost to a 16 seed in the first round. I don't know if Tony Bennett's on the hot seat. He seems like a terrific guy. He does have a national championship that buys you some time for sure. Ask John Calipari. That buys you time.
He did come out and say they've got to look at their system.
They got to
You think?
They got to find guys that can score. And who wants to come to Virginia and play when you're taking 25 minutes off, 25 seconds, 25 minutes to score, but 25 seconds off the shot clock on every possession? You get a rebound, and I watched last night. Until they were down 15, they never looked for a fast break. Find a guard, hand it to him, walk it up the court. When you get into the front court, there's 21 seconds left on the shot clock. When you get into your offense, there's 10. They took so many bad at the shot clock shots that it's embarrassing. And the committee should be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team that had 2 quad one wins this season. 2-7 in quad one games. They didn't lose any quad threes. They didn't lose any quad fours. That helps them. They came in 3rd in the ACC. Does this speak about the ACC in a much worse way? Should I look at Carolina and Duke here and North Carolina State and say, uh-oh, I better change my bracket? Is this a revelation of what the ACC is? Because they finished 3rd in that conference. But they were terrible the last 10 games of the season.
It really made me mad this morning when I woke up and I saw that score and just thinking, you know, what happens if they put Indiana State in that spot last night?
You should have been happy when you saw that score because you did not lose 2 hours of sleep watching it.
That's
like
true.
I did.
That's true.
But I know what you're saying. If I'm Porter Moser, or I'm Indiana State.
Or Rick Pitino, even. St. John's puts up a better fight than that last
Larry
night.
Larry Nerd. Or Holloway at Seton Hall. Or Jeff Capel at Pitt. If I'm any of these coaches watching this game, I'm irate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm irate. What are you doing? Now, almost every bracketologist had Virginia out. Whether it was first 4 out, next 4 out, whatever. And I will say, Spiro Dedis, who was doing the game on True TV last night, he said midway through the second half, you know, a lot of people thought Virginia shouldn't be in it, and that discussion is going to continue now the way they're playing here tonight. Pat Forty tweeted out last night midway through the game, boy, I'm sure glad we don't get to watch Indiana State, who averages 84 points a game, is a great story. I'm sure glad we don't get to watch them, and we get to watch this instead. And he's right. I don't know who you put in. Look, when you're the 69th team, you really don't have an argument. Let's be honest. You really, you're grasping at straws because you want to get in. Coaches want to keep their jobs. I get that. But the bracketeers were correct. This was an awful choice to put in the NCAA tournament. And I don't know why the committee did it. 2 quad one wins. That's it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it was a first 4 game, so.
Oh, thank God.
Ideally, we all forget about this and move on because, I mean, we can't go back and change it. Like, there's no point in harping on it now. I mean, I would like to think that the committee knows that they clearly made the wrong decision.
I know that the NCAA tournament started last night, but for most people, it doesn't start till Thursday at 12:15 when
right.
Michigan State and Mississippi State play. It doesn't. And I'm the same way. I'll watch these games tonight. I will watch them because it is part of the tournament. But do they really matter? VCU was an 11. They played in it. They went to the Final Four. I think there was one other team that went to the
UCLA.
Final Four. UCLA, yeah. Went to the final game, actually, as a play-in game participant. But for the most part, especially the 16 versus 16 games, okay, are we really paying attention? I asked you yesterday what Wagner's nickname was. You didn't know.
I didn't
know if I hadn't looked it up. Seahawks, by the way.
I know it now.
We know it now. Nice win, by the way, for the Wagner Seahawks last. That game was fun. Again, close game. 3 chances to tie it at the end for Howard. And that's the way the NCAA tournament should be. The second game showed me what it shouldn't be.
I think TV messed up. They should have had the 16 game second.
Well, they never do that. Same
but
tonight.
They should've.
Same for tonight.
Well, tonight's 10 seed game should be a lot more entertaining.
Yeah, but you think, at least as bad as Virginia plays offensively, at least you think going in, well, that's a good matchup. This is going to be entertaining. Colorado State out of the Mountain West. Are they underseeded? The Mountain West is mad about all their seedings. Okay, Virginia, do they belong in? Well, they can prove it. And obviously, literally 10 minutes. First TV timeout, Scoots, 4-2. 4-2. Then they go on a spree, and with 10 minutes to go, it's 18-14. And I'm thinking, okay, that over, I bet, is going to come in. It's 18-14. I'm doing the math here. Extend that out. We're going to go over. Virginia doesn't score again. They don't score again. 9:20. I can tell you exactly how much time was on the clock when it was 18-14. 9:20. Halftime, it was, I think, 27-14 or 25-14, something like that.
Did you see the guy on Twitter who called it? Called the game?
No.
He tweeted out, I think it was Monday, maybe even Sunday after the brackets came out. He tweeted, I can't wait to watch Virginia put up 42 points.
Wow.
And a 25-point loss against Colorado State. Pretty incredible.
Give that man a lottery ticket. Virginia was 14 of 56 from the field. That's 25%.
Woof.
3 of 17 from deep. They even were 11 of 17 at the free throw line. They can't shoot free throws either. 14 first half points. Colorado State advances to take on Texas. That is a 10-7 matchup now. Thursday, 6:50 on TNT. Texas is a 2.5-point favorite. That game will be played in Charlotte.
Ooh, I like that 2.5 for Colorado State.
You like the points there?
I do. Yeah.
I did like what I saw out of Colorado State last night. Mm-hmm. And tonight we see Boise State, and they finished second in the Mountain West regular season. Yet, they are 2.5-point underdogs to Colorado.
It's because they're playing the big boys, the Buffs.
The big boys. So the Rams aren't the big boys, but the Buffaloes are.
Colorado's going to be. I'm telling you, if Colorado wins this game tonight, watch out, Florida. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's take a break before Scooter's head explodes. We'll recap what happened in the other first four game. Look ahead to tonight. I'll try to figure out a couple of winners as well. Big news out of Kansas and their hopes for an NCAA title run. And two more cards are in the transfer portal. All that and more. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus joins me as always. M&M Cartage Hotline open, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well. Get your text into the show at 414-1450. We still got to do a show tomorrow, right?
Only if you want. It's your show.
I guess I should. You know, I canceled earlier in the week because I was misinformed that Kentucky was playing at noon against Oakland. So I sent you a text saying, look, I'm not going to do this. Nobody's going to be listening if Kentucky's playing.
That would have been unacceptable.
And you were like, what's wrong with you? You got a job to do, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care.
But if you wanted to take off Friday.
you're all aboard for that one?
I'm all in, yeah.
You know, I can pick every one of these games tomorrow.
That's true.
I don't have to wait till Friday to pick Friday's games. We've got lines. We've got over-unders. We've got everything you want. By the way, I made my bet today. I told you my pick of the first round is Tennessee. 21.5 over St. Peter's.
Oh, yeah, you single bet it.
You're
not a single better.
I parlay everything. I single bet Tennessee today.
Very surprising.
I don't like Tennessee. I like Rick Barnes. I think Rick Barnes is a really good coach who's did a terrific job at Texas, got no reward for it. Now, he has struggled in the tournament, to be fair. Tennessee's never been to a Final Four. But the way they lost to Kentucky in the season finale at home and the way they lost the game after that first round of the SEC tournament, it's a bounce-back game for them.
Now, who are they playing?
St. Peter's.
That's right.
The sixth seed out of their conference.
What is the most likely 2 seed to fall in the opening round? Because I've got a feeling in my gut that one of these 2 seeds is losing in the opening round.
I think one of the teams I got in the championship game is probably, if you had to pick one, Iowa State against South Dakota.
You think
State.
So?
I think.
That's the one I think.
What about Long Beach playing for their coach against Arizona? Their already fired coach,
mm-hmm.
who still, shows up and coaches them.
Yeah.
and got them to a conference championship.
I think the Iowa State one's the most least likely. That's probably the one that's going to happen.
St. Peter's did it once. They're not going to do it again.
Yeah. I'm pretty high on Western. I think Western
Kentucky,
might pull it off.
Marquette, the number's 14.5. So that's the lowest number of the two seeds. I'd love to see that. WKU on a hot streak, first year coach, Steve Lutz, doing
Kristen
a great
Lander, job. Kristen Lander, Deontay Allen.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But in Marquette, is Kolek going to play? We don't know. By the way, speaking of who's not going to play, Kevin McCullers Jr., leading scorer Kansas, out for the rest of the tournament. Bill Self confirmed yesterday. He averaged 18.3 points, 6 rebounds a game. Hunter Dickinson went through a full practice. They said he is fine. No damage to that shoulder that was dislocated. So he's a good to go. But, man, losing McCullers. I was surprised the spread only changed a half a point in that game.
Bro.
Kansas is still a 7-point favorite over Samford.
Samford gets it done.
Yeah, but don't you like – who else did you – who was your big upset?
I think I had the
12. Colgate?
I have Colgate.
The toothpaste over Baylor?
Who's Sanford playing if they win?
Either McNeese or Gonzaga.
Yeah, I had McNeese because I had McNeese and Sanford playing.
Yeah, I got McNeese winning two games.
Yeah, same.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But they can beat Gonzaga, and Kansas is banged up.
It's the Will Wade effect.
Boy, if they win two games, where will Will Wade – wow, that's hard to say. Where will Will Wade be next year?
I did not do that on purpose.
At what destination does Will Wade land next season? Where would he go? Interesting.
The coaching carousel this offseason is going to be so fun.
Because if he wins two games, then between Sunday when they're done playing and Thursday, he's going to have a new job.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to be, but he's going to have a new job.
By the way, it was TJ that said it this morning about him going to a bigger school. He'd have to miss the first 10 games.
I'd have to look at that. And you know what? If you go to a Power 6 school, does it matter?
Right.
Because you're playing
cupcakes.
Most 8 out of the 10 are going to be, you know, mid-major or smaller schools.
Yeah.
That's a slap. That's just a... you know, we got to do something to you, so we're just going to sit you out against the worst teams you're going to play all year. How about that? Okay, I'll take that. All right, Wagner 71, Howard 68. The Seahawks led by 17 in the first half, held on. Howard had 3 different three-pointers in the last 10 seconds. All 3 were short.
Great looks.
I wanted overtime because it's the NCAA tournament. So Wagner, who was an underdog in this game by 3, held on. Melvin Council Jr., 21-5-7. Now, I've heard of Melvin Council, but I couldn't tell you where he played. But this is Melvin Council Jr. He was great. Wagner shot 52.7%. Here's the big thing. They had 7 available players, just like their conference tournament. They haven't had full contact practice since December because of injuries, I guess, defections, whatever it is, 7 guys on the team. 3 guards played 40 minutes each last night. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
That they won their conference tournament, they had to win 3 games in 3 days. Now, and B, that they were able to win last night. Tony Burke says this to me all the time. John, playing, you know, getting tired, getting worn out is overrated. They are young, they are in shape, and during the tournament, the media timeouts are 30 seconds longer, which they are, and they have plenty of time to recuperate during those media timeouts, which he's right.
Yeah.
They do, and they are young, and they are in shape, and they should be able to play 40 minutes if they have to. But you just don't see it very often. Wagner gets North Carolina now. Thursday, 2:45 in Charlotte, by the way.
Watch out, Tar Heels.
In Charlotte. CBS for that one, 2:45 Thursday. Carolina, 24.5 is the number, Scooch. You like what you saw out of Wagner enough to take those points?
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. No, I do.
I do.
Sure.
I will say this. I'm going to bet a 4-team top seed parlay.
You know, they had the headline on ESPN this morning for them I thought was really good. What was it? Let me see if I can track it down here. It says, Wagner short on bodies, big on fight, an NCAA win. Which, if you got big fight, you can keep him closer than 25 points.
Well, they do have big fight. They just don't have big guys.
Yeah.
Carolina.
That's what I was – I told my roommate last night. I was like, imagine North Carolina's team just sitting around watching this game. Like, I could just hear Armando Bacot, like, man, that dude's so tiny. I'm going to tear him up. He's like 6 foot four.
R.J. Davis, yeah, those guys can play 40 minutes against me. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'll score 35 against them.
Right.
All right, here's my parlay. Top number one seeds, 14 parlay. Connecticut is 26.5 over Stetson. I've seen Stetson play in person. Jalen Blackman is really good, and that's all I can say about Stetson.
You don't think they cover that?
No. Carolina 25 against 24.5, 25 now, by the way, against Wagner. Houston 24.5 against Longwood. They are going to want to put that Big 12 championship taste out of their mouth.
Longwood's coming.
And Purdue over whoever wins the Montana State Grambling game tonight. That's my four-teamer. You know when I usually do that? In the women's game.
Mm-hmm.
Because South Carolina will be a 40-point favorite.
Yeah.
Against whoever they play. Texas will be a huge favorite. Whoever the other two number one seeds are will be enormous favorites. So I usually do that in the women's game. I don't bet any women's basketball except that one particular parlay every year. It has hit.
Have you ever filled out a women's bracket?
No.
Oh, it's so easy. Just take like the top four seeds from each region, put them in the Sweet
16.
Well,
they've all got home games to start.
Right. Women's doing the women's bracket.
My wife filled out 25 women's brackets yesterday.
Why?
Well, on ESPN, you can fill out 25 men's, 25 women's. I filled out 8, I think, so far, men's brackets. I'll do some more today. I filled out 8.
That's incredible.
But you can fill out 25. She did 25 women's brackets. I don't know how many times she had Louisville winning it. I have no
Probably
idea.
Probably way too many.
South Carolina got beat last year, right? LSU and Iowa were in the championship game.
Yeah, I guess it would have been the Final Four.
So I think South Carolina's Dawn Staley's team is just going to rock and roll this year. They are unstoppable. Now, Tennessee almost beat them in the SEC semifinals. I think it was a one-point game. LSU was in the game with them at the end of the championship game. So they struggled a little bit, but I think they're going to be ultra-focused. And now that's a chalk pick. I mean, that's an easy pick, right?
By the way, I can't find anything about Melvin Council's Jr.'s dad playing.
I'm going to guess did you Google Melvin Council Sr.?
I did.
Okay.
I even threw his nickname in there. His nickname was Boom. I was able to find that.
His dad's nickname was Boom?
Boom.
Well, if his dad's nickname's Boom, he had to do something.
Right. He played professionally for the Rochester Razorbacks, but I couldn't find anything about his college days.
The Rochester Razorbacks. That's a new one on me.
You know as much about him as I do.
All right, two more cards in the transfer portal, and we've said this 100 times. Anytime your coach leaves, just get in. If he wants to recruit you back, the new guy, he will.
Yeah.
Dennis Evans, who I thought was not going to ever play again. Didn't he have a heart issue?
Yeah, he got cleared, though.
When did he get cleared?
I guess yesterday.
That's kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And Danilo Jovanovic, who came from Miami last year, Miami Hurricanes, he has decided to move on from the Cards as well.
Is there anybody in the transfer portal from Louisville that, if you're a fan of another team, which you are, that you would take on your team?
Caleb Glenn.
Really?
Yes. I think the upside is good. I mean, true freshman last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or this past year. He had a couple of really nice outings. You got to get guys that are going to coach these guys up, man. I feel like they were let down by their coaches, most of them.
I was thinking, as an Indiana fan, I wouldn't mind having Dennis Evans.
Well, he's 7'1".
Right.
You can't coach 7'1".
You sure can.
You can't coach a guy and say, hey, we need you to be 7'1". I know you're 6'8".
But he showed some good promise, I thought, when he played early in the year.
Kind of slow.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to take some developing for sure. But
so did Felton Spencer.
Sure.
When Felton Spencer came out of high school, Eastern High School, and went to Louisville, I thought, there's no way. This dude played 16 years. The late, great Felton Spencer played 16 years in the NBA. So, guys develop. They're coached up. Yeah, maybe you take a flyer on Dennis Evans, backup big man. Yeah, I got no problem with that. But I do like Caleb. Look, I'm sort of biased because I remember Caleb Glenn at Male High School.
Right.
And he was everything. And then he goes to wherever he went, prep school, comes back to Louisville. I thought this guy's going to be a star. Now, he did start the last part of the season, a lot of games. I think the potential is there. So I would go after Caleb Glenn. That's just me. All right, tonight, two games. 6:40, the Grambling Tigers and the Montana State Bobcats.
Pumped.
Who do you think's favorite in that game if you don't know?
I do know.
Okay. Grambling's 20-14. Montana State is 17-17. 6:40, True TV, live from Dayton. Montana State's 4.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I don't understand.
You're going to give me +4 on the better team? I'll take that all the way.
Well, I'm taking Montana State. I already did because, unlike last night when I didn't listen to Vegas, I'm listening to Vegas today. Vegas says it started at 3 here. It's up to 4. Vegas knows more than I do.
It's going to be a 3-point game.
9-10, Colorado and Boise State. 10-seed game out of the South. The winner will get Florida. Colorado 24-10. They got to the championship game of the Pac-12 tournament, lost to Oregon. Boise State 22-10, finished second in the regular season in the Mountain West. Colorado 2.5, as Scooter said, the big boys.
Loving Colorado.
2.5.
Loving them.
I bet Boise.
By the way, did we break down?
Well, you and I, you were 2-0 and I was 0-2 last night. Let's be fair.
We're probably going to flip-flop tonight.
I hope so. I can only hope.
Did we break down how we did in the conference tournaments? Me, you, and Tony?
You know what? I got it here.
Maybe we do that tomorrow.
I'll do that. No, I'll do it. Well, let me look at it. And if Tony got just destroyed, we'll do it tomorrow. That'd be fun.
And if Tony wins, we're just going to ignore it.
So two games tonight. The last of the first four, that's another one hard to say, the last of the first four, and then we get into it 12:15 Thursday, right in the middle of my show. Here's what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to be doing the show. I'm going to be following the Michigan State, Mississippi State game and the other 12:30 game or whatever it is.
12:40.
I'll be following that. I'll be wishing I was home watching TV, and we'll cancel the show for Friday. That's what's going to happen. I'm just telling you. And then Scooter and I and Tony, I think, are going to go to Roosters after after the show tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Be a big time.
So which Roosters are we going to?
I don't know. We need to discuss
that. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
We'll let the listener know so you can come out and get some Scooter autographs. Everybody wants Scooter autographs.
Those are going to cost you, though. Those aren't cheap.
Two wings will get you a Scooter autograph.
True.
We'll take a break, come back. Guess what started today?
Baseball.
Major League Baseball, real games. We'll talk about that and more. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus in the producer chair. Final segment on this Wednesday.
Woohoo!
First week of March Madness. He loves final segments. He loves Hump Day.
Friday.
He really likes Friday. Yeah. You might really like Thursday this week.
I will. I really like Thursday this week, yeah.
He likes everything.
Especially I get two free wings.
Two free wings. Scooter wins.
Woo!
The conference tournament challenge.
I
had one right out of six, power six conferences. I had Illinois. Tony had one right.
Iowa State.
Scooter had two right, which was Connecticut.
No. Yeah.
And
Auburn.
Good call on Auburn.
Thanks.
4-seed.
Big time.
Well done. Well done, you. So your first two wings are free tomorrow.
Love it.
Tony and I will each buy one wing.
Now I only have to buy six of them.
You only eat eight of those?
I could probably only eat eight.
Dude, let me tell you something.
I eat like a little bird.
It's the NCAA tournament.
You're going to gorge out?
Oh. Do they have an all-you-can-eat wings anywhere? Because we'll go somewhere else.
Forgoing the Ozempic tonight?
I take it every Sunday.
Oh, you only take it once a week?
Once a week.
Oh, okay.
Take the shot right in the gut, and I'm nauseous for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm good to go.
You have to do that yourself?
Yeah, no problem. It's a little bitty needle. You couldn't do it?
I don't think
so. There's a lot of people who can't do it. The nurse said to me, if you have trouble, if you think you can't do it, just bring it in and we'll do it for you.
Yeah, that would kind of freak me out.
This needle, Scoots, you can't imagine how small it actually is.
I don't think it's...
You can barely see it.
I don't think it's the needle so much for me as what if I put it in like the wrong spot and it's not effective.
Well, as you look at me, how effective has it been?
You're dropping some pounds.
Now, well, I feel like I am. My shirts are a little less tight.
Yeah.
But as I look in the mirror, it's still really not pretty. I shouldn't have mirrors in my home, if you want to know the truth. So now you've made me sad. Now you've gotten onto a subject that makes me sad.
Oh, we've got Roosters tomorrow to cheer you up. NCAA tournament games today. And, of course, your favorite today.
And, you know, I say I'll gorge tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite today?
Baseball.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. I say I'm going to gorge. I'll probably overorder because my appetite has been suppressed. My appetite's kind of gone. My wife is so angry.
I was telling Roush that this morning. I've been in a phase for like the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't know why. I've never really been like this in my life, but a heavy my eyes are bigger than my stomach phase where I just think I can eat all this food, and then I order it, and I'm like, well, I can't eat half of that.
Now, I don't want to seem like Ed here talking about my wife the whole show, but my wife.
Bingo.
Ed Bingo. But my wife is so angry because she's always hungry. And she watches, and she's, are you ready? You hungry now? You gonna eat anything? I go, no, I'm not hungry. And she just gets enraged. How can you not be hungry? You haven't had anything since you got home from your show. It's 8 o'clock. Well, honey, I don't know. I'm just not that hungry. I'll figure something out. Go ahead and eat whatever you want. Oh, I hate you. I can't. So anyway, that's what I'm dealing with as well. So I'll order 20 wings tomorrow, and I'll probably eat 8. Take the rest home for her.
For her.
All right, Dodgers 5, Padres 2.
Boo!
By the way, the M&M Cartage Hotline is still open. I haven't had a text today, so my feelings are again hurt again. If you're listening, text the show. Just say, hey, I'm listening. Don't feel bad, John, you fat son of a gun.
Did you bet?
502-414-1450.
Did you bet the over for the Dodgers wins?
I did not yet.
I don't know if you still can.
I didn't look at it today. I was hoping they would lose today, and then I could bet it.
They should have lost today.
Ooh, I got a picture of myself that says, this is the John I know. That is not pretty at all. Jimmy Ref. Thank you, Jimmy Ref. You jerk.
Looks just like you.
You see that? Are you looking at that?
Yeah.
I was trying to go up a ladder to get on a roof to call a football game at Ryle High School in Northern Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Because they put us up on the roof of the press box.
Is that big check behind you yours?
No, it is not.
2,500. Come on.
No, it is not. I tried to take it. They wouldn't let me. All right, Dodgers 5, Padres 2. I wanted them to lose today so that maybe it's one game, but maybe the plus goes up. They score 4 in the 8th, come from behind, win 5-2. They were down 2-1 when I woke up this morning. It was a 6 o'clock start, 6:05 on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
4-run 8th inning. In Seoul, South Korea, Shohei Ohtani, 2-for-5, 1 RBI. They showed his wife 4 times. He got married in the offseason.
Oh, they did show her?
They showed her 4 times during the broadcast. I listened to Carl Ravitch and Eddie Perez on an interview after the game, and he said, yeah, she just politely claps when he gets a hit. You know, no jumping up and down and screaming. She's just like, all right, what's he supposed to do? 2-for-5 for Ohtani, 2 singles and RBI. Mookie Betts, 2-for-4 with an RBI as well. They'll go at it again tomorrow, 6:05 on ESPN. Joe Musgrove for the Padres. Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers.
He's the new guy.
And if he pitches well, that over-under might go up to about 110.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't rest against this lineup. I forgot that they signed Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah.
From Seattle, used to be on the Blue Jays. I loved him when he was with the Blue Jays. Didn't have a great year at Seattle, but he'll play right field and he'll hit you 35 home runs, and that's all they need is another offensive weapon.
See,
we forgot Will Smith yesterday.
Will Smith, yep. I don't think the Padres took it easy on him at the end of the game or sleptwalked or anything. They just had an unfortunate error.
The ground ball went right through the glove, not off the glove.
I've never seen that.
It went through the webbing. Joel Cronenworth, first baseman.
Jake
Cronenworth. Gavin Lux hit it, and it might have been a double play ball.
Mm-hmm.
It went right through the webbing.
He gets an error for that.
And
which
he should.
I think you that's make bogus. When
you are using the equipment, Scooter, you got to make sure it's in working condition. And he obviously did not.
I mean, did he not play pitch and catch before the game?
You can watch every game the rest of the year. You're not going to see that happen again.
No, you won't.
You won't see it happen
again? I agree.
Ball goes through the webbing, and it leads to a four-run inning. Dodgers, man, that lineup. Betts, Ohtani, Freeman to start the game.
We are one day into this season, and I'm exhausted with Ohtani already. He's the headline on ESPN. Dodgers comeback win. Ohtani, two hits. Is he going to be in the headline after every game? Ohtani, three hits.
He's not pitching. He's not playing the field.
Ohtani, two homers, 14 RBIs. Like
he's going to DH all year long, probably. He may play a little outfield. Dave Roberts hinted at that. The surgery recovery is going very well, apparently. And he might play a little outfield later in the year if the Dodgers need him to.
Why outfield?
I don't know why you would do that.
Why would you not, if the guy's coming off Tommy John surgery, why would you not put him at first base?
Because if his arm's fully healthy, he can throw guys out from the outfield. We saw him do it with the Angels.
Yeah, but if you put him at first, he doesn't have to throw at all, and you can protect that arm.
That arm should not need protecting. Tommy John surgery anymore is
it's not the same.
It's outpatient.
It used to be.
Man. Yeah. I mean, it's a sports hernia is all it is. You clean it up and go on and play.
Yeah, I just don't know why you don't throw him at first. Anybody in the majors can play first base.
Because where are you going to put Freddie Freeman?
DH. Give him a day off.
Well, why not just let Ohtani continue to be the DH?
I think you flip-flop him every other day.
Freddie's a much better first base defensively than Shohei Ohtani, I would guess. And I'm guessing there because I've never seen Ohtani play first base.
Hey, speaking of baseball, did you see Joey Votto hit a homer in his first at-bat for the
swing.
Blue Jays?
First swing.
It's awesome.
Now, he is not on the major league roster.
Oh, is he not?
He is on a minor league roster, but he could be on the major league roster when the season starts in 8 days, by the way.
I hated to see him get gone from the Reds, but if he was going to go to any other squad, I'm glad it was Toronto. He's from Canada, kind of a homecoming, if you will.
Man, I got a bunch of texts. If I can make it, I'll eat some leftover wings. That's one text. That's not for my show. Oh, no, it is. I'm listening, LOL, sad Indiana fan.
I'm with you, sad Indiana fan.
Needing six players as of today. More to come for the Hoosiers. got another one. I am listening to you, my buddy John Grieve. How you doing?
Yeah, you got all those pity texts.
Yeah, I did. And
you feel better now?
Yeah, I do. I shouldn't, but I do. I need those, man. There are days I'm in here, and I think there is. And tomorrow's going to be one of them because of the tournament. I think there is nobody listening to this. Now, Dugan always tells me, we get numbers, people are listening. Just because they don't call and they don't text doesn't mean they're not listening. But, man, it sure feels like nobody's listening.
Now, let me ask you this, because I think you and
me,
I.
Poor me, right, Scooter?
I think you and I are the same. When you do play-by-play, don't you act like nobody's listening?
Yes, but that's intentional.
How's it different for your show?
So that I don't feel pressure.
Why not tell yourself every day that nobody's listening to this?
Because I want people to listen to this. I want people to listen to the Sanex games and the Bellarmine games too. But in order to be at my best during those games, I have to pretend that nobody's listening while still remembering not to curse, which I've had problems with in the past.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you that I was doing – Tony loves this story. I should wait for him tomorrow. I was doing Toy Bowl, which is the Catholic grade school games football games in Louisville, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. On the radio, our field reporter's name was Henry Hunt. I'm going to stop right there because when I threw it down to him, I got tongue-tied and didn't throw it down to Henry Hunt. I think you can see where I went wrong there.
Oh, what was his reaction?
I cleaned it up quickly. I said, Henry Hunt, let's go down to Henry. And Tony literally threw his headphones off of his head and walked away in laughter. He was doing the color. I've made mistakes.
Did you hear?
Now that was not. I was not trying to say that word.
Yeah,
that was just a misspeak.
Did you hear Gus Johnson last week or maybe this weekend? What he did?
I'm not sure.
He was trying to say like miss shot, or he was trying to say shot, but he said the other word. And he had to come back correct himself.
Changed one letter.
Yeah, he had to come back and correct himself. I mean miss shot.
It's easy to do. It's easy to do. You just got to go on. When you misspeak, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you actually say a word and go, oh, my gosh, I just said that word. Yeah. That's a little different. If we weren't sitting here in the Evangel Studios, I would tell you a couple of the things I said. Maybe we'll talk about that over wings tomorrow at Roosters at Bardstown Road in Hurstburn.
Can't wait.
I think that's where we're going to end up.
Can't wait.
We will be there tomorrow after the show, not during the show. We should be there during the show. We should just call them and do the show from there.
I agree.
But we'll be there after the show, Scooter and myself and probably Tony for a little while. If you'd like to join us, come find us. Roosters at Hurstburn and Taylor Hurstburn and Bardstown Road. Hurstburn and Bardstown Road.
I have a big issue with how you're saying that.
Hurstburn?
Yeah. Hurstburn. Why are you saying it like that?
Hurstburn.
There you go.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah. Hurstburn?
You might not realize this, but I'm from the South.
I don't like that. I don't like how you said that one bit.
All right. My winners tonight, Montana State minus the 4, Boise State plus the 2.5. Scooter has them both the other way.
Yep.
So please play responsibly.
No, there's no fun in that. Play irresponsibly. Go crazy. It's NBA, March Madness.
3 out of 5 went over in the NBA last night.
That's not good for you.
So I did not win that 5-team parlay. Orlando Charlotte, 112-92, went over. 203.5 was the over-under in that game.
That's got to be one of the lowest of the season.
Houston, 137. Washington, 114. New Orleans, guess who's back? Zion. Played in his 15th straight game last night, and he looks good. They beat Brooklyn 104-91.
He has
worked on his physique. I will give him credit for that, which I'm trying to do with Ozempic. Dallas, 113. San Antonio, 107. Denver, if you didn't see it on NBA TV, beat Minnesota 115-112 in Minneapolis. That's a preview of maybe conference finals, believe it or not. Tony Burke joins me tomorrow, ready for the tournament. Spears Woo-hoo! On Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.